agape, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again, rejoice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
On the third Sunday of Advent, we have traditionally called Gaudete Sunday. That is Rejoice Sunday. Christmas is now closer than ever before, but so is the Lord in His coming. So the attitude of heart and mind, as we heard in the second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, is that we are to rejoice. We are to be kind, to be merciful, because why? The Lord is near. The Lord is near. So we should have this attitude of heart and mind of Gaudete, to rejoicing. The Church, even in her liturgical colors, allows for a rose vestment to be worn by the priest. The rose candle is lit on the third Sunday as a reminder that we are to enter into the spirit of Advent to prepare well for the coming of Christ. This is, after all, what Advent is all about. We are to be on a pilgrimage towards Christmas, a pilgrimage to the end of our life, a pilgrimage waiting for the coming of the Lord, and to be one in expectation. So, what are we to do, brothers and sisters? Well, this is the question that was put to St. John the Baptist. They were wondering whether he was the Christ, which is the Greek word for Messiah, the Anointed One. Moses had promised 1,500 years earlier that a prophet like him would come amongst the people. And so they were wondering whether he was the Messiah, the Christ. They come and ask him, what are we to do? How are we to live now that we have repented? And basically he says what our Holy Father is saying regarding this year of mercy, this new Jubilee year that was started this past Tuesday, the Feast of the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, is to enter into the spirit of the Gospel. Be satisfied with your wages. Share what you have with others. Share your food. Share your clothing. This is a challenge. We are to be merciful. We are to be kind to one another. This is, after all, the hallmark of being a Catholic Christian. How they love one another, Jesus said, will be a sign to the world. So we are to love one another. We are to enter deeply into the spirit of who we are as Catholic Christians. And this is what our Holy Father is laying out for us with this Jubilee Year of Mercy. We'll be hearing more about it as we get into it. I'll be doing a mailing this coming week that has a pamphlet that will explain a little bit more about the themes of the Jubilee Year. But part and parcel of the Jubilee Year is forgiveness. Forgiving ourselves, forgiving one another, asking for forgiveness from God. Now this coming week, we'll have opportunities for communal penance services beginning here Monday at 5:30. We move the time up to accommodate perhaps those who are just coming off of work, making it easier for them. Tuesday night we'll be at St. Anthony's in Hoopston at 7 p.m. Wednesday night for the Holy Family in St. Paul's, it'll be at St. Paul's this year at 5:30. And then the following Monday, we'll be here at St. Isaac Jogues, rather, and that's at 6 p.m. So one of those times should accommodate most of you somehow. Bring family and friends. Make this a communal effort of asking for forgiveness, of entering deeply into the spirit of Advent, which is the anticipation of the Christ, for He is near. And so we should have the attitude of heart and mind, rejoice. I say it again, rejoice.